fear is not real. The only place that fear can exist is in our thoughts of the future. It is a product of our imagination, causing us to fear things that do not at present and may not ever exist. That is near insanity. Do not misunderstand me. Danger is very real, but fear is a choice. We are all telling ourselves a story.
You're listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. 100% listener-supported radio. Reporting the danger, unafraid, right here, where information never sleeps. Revolution, revolution, revolution. Radio! Radio.
Come into the train, led by a man who wants to break the chains. Establishment is terrified, they can't control his reign. Let's meet this year on the Trump train. Are you coming to the train, where brave men called out for a wall built by crane? Media is terrified, they can't control his reign. Let's meet this year on the Trump train. Are you coming to the train, where brave men called out the fools who lead in vain? Lobbyists are terrified, they can't control our reign. Let's meet this year on the Trump train. Are you coming to the train? Wear a hat of hope, side by side with me. Make America great again, break the chains. Let's meet this year on the Trump train.
And we are going to be respected by the world again and not laughed at like we're all a bunch of stupid people being led by incompetent politicians. It's not going to go on any longer.
Are you coming to the train to take our great country back again? Join the revolution, break the chains. Let's meet this year on a Trump train.
We're gonna win at the borders. We're gonna win, and we're gonna keep winning. And we are going to make America great again, greater than ever before. Greater than ever before.
February 25th, 2024, and you are listening to the Revolution Radio, the best radio network on the internet, and this is Dr. Johnny keeping the truth alive, and I ask you to please be generous with your contribution to this network on at freedomslips.org. We have a special fundraising event going on, and we at Revolution Radio are in the midst of this fundraising event to update our streaming server equipment. This is a crucial step for us to continue delivering the insightful content that you rely on. Our goal is to raise $1,300, and we're inviting our very community, that's you, to be part of this effort. Every contribution, no matter what the size, makes a difference. When you make your contribution to Revolution Radio, please indicate that it's for the stream server to ensure that it supports this specific cause. We here are trying to keep the conversation going and delve into the truths that matter, and with your help, we can ensure that our platforms remain strong and uninterrupted. So thank you for considering a donation and for being an active participant and listener on this show. Your support is what empowers us to tackle the big issues and keep the truth alive. So thank you again very much. You are now connected to the Master Survivor Beyond PhD Command Center, where Dr. Johnny with the Bald Eagle Eye is keeping a vigilant watch on Washington, D.C., our country, and our solar system. That's right. You are now listening to the Master Survivor, bringing you hope, health, and happiness, but most important of all, the truth about our world and providing the tools to help you survive and thrive. I am your host, Johnny Delirious, laboratory naturopathic doctor, best-selling author, Master Survivor, and virus recovery expert. Well, folks, the New York court has officially ordered former President Donald J. Trump to pay $464 million as a result of a civil fraud trial where Trump was accused of inflating the value of parts of his real estate empire to secure favorable loans. The ruling is so egregious that many New York business leaders are reportedly considering fleeing the state. Many have already fled. And even former Florida governor of 2016 GOP presidential candidate Jeb Bush, a longtime Truth and Trump critic, has come to 45th President's defense, actually standing up for Donald Trump. This Jeb Bush, I couldn't believe it, in a joint op-ed for the Wall Street Journal with tech entrepreneur Joe Lansdale, Jeb Bush warned that the two recent rulings against Trump and Tesla founder Elon Musk call into question the integrity of the judicial system in the United States. Along with recent ruling against Donald Trump, a judge in Delaware recently invalidated Musk's $55.8 billion Tesla compensation package, a package which 80% of Tesla shareholders had agreed to. Musk and his companies have been subject to what appears to be a politically motivated government harassment following his acquisition of Twitter, which now is called X, in 2022. So the deep state doesn't like Musk being honest with letting the truth come out on Twitter, on X. Every American has the right to be critical of Mr. Trump's politics, Jeb Bush and Lansdale wrote. But equality before the law is precious, and these rulings represent a crisis not only for the soundness of our courts, but for the business environment that has allowed the U.S. to prosper, unquote. If rulings stand, blue state politicians may have the satisfaction of sticking it to the users like Donald Trump and Musk, but the loss to the states will be significant, the op-ed continues. That already appears to be the case, as some business leaders have indicated they're shutting down their operations in the Empire State. Truckers have already vowed not to deliver to the Empire State, as Fox Business reported shortly after Trump ruling was handed down. Some nationwide real estate investors like Cardone Capital's Grant Cardone have stated and started telling their teams to pack their bags and leave New York after the verdict in the former President Trump fraud trial. Cardone told the network that when he heard about the verdict, it was like pencils down, don't touch it, don't go there. Shark Tank star Kevin O'Leary has also announced that he will no longer be investing in loser state New York, he said, saying that can't even understand or fathom the decision at all. O'Leary advised other real estate investors to follow suit and told the New York Post that he had heard from several peers in the business world who intended to leave New York without hesitation. In a separate interview on News Nation, O'Leary of Shark Tank fame added that Trump's judgment came from a rogue judge, referring to Judge Arthur Ergeron, who decided the case as Richard Leary wrote for the National Review. Ergeron's decision is the handiwork of the elected Democratic judge, an elected Democratic judge in a case brought by elected Democratic prosecutor, New York Attorney General Letitia James, who pledged her election campaign to pursue and get rid of Trump. O'Leary and other real estate investors and experts have likewise noted the absurdity of the case against Trump, which is based on claims that he inflated actual value of his real estate holdings in order to secure more favorable loan terms for future projects. As O'Leary put it when discussing the case last year, and every single real estate developer everywhere on earth does this. They always talk about their asset being worth a lot, and the bank says no. Well, they just say that's just the way it is. As Bush and Lansdale also noted in the journal, bankers from Deutsche Bank, which lent money to Mr. Trump, testified that they were satisfied having done so, given that they were paying, they're paid back on time with interest. They also testified they were uncertain whether the alleged exaggerations would have affected the terms of the loans to Mr. Trump, a key part of Ms. James' case. In other words, no one was actually financially harmed by Trump's supposed misrepresentation of the value of his holdings, which is normally required in any fraud case. No one was harmed. If Trump indeed is required to pay the $464 million, every penny will go to the state of New York. The ruling appears set to accelerate now years-long trend of business fleeing the Empire State due to its onerous tax policies, incompetent liberal governance, and now outright hostility toward conservatives and the business community in general. Although not directly related to the Trump case, Remington, the nation's oldest gun maker, announced just days before Ergeron's ruling, that it would be moving all of its manufacturing to Georgia following years of anti-Second Amendment policies emanating from Albany, New York, the capital. In total, between the end of 2019 and August of last year, New York lost 158 companies managing more than $1 trillion in assets, according to a report from Bloomberg. In each of these cases, as jobs and monies were pouring out of New York, it was New York residents and businesses who had suffered while liberal lawmakers patted themselves on the back and filled their pockets. The same patterns playing out in this latest verdict against Trump, instead of targeting actual criminals, victimizing New Yorkers, Attorney General Letitia James is expending taxpayer time and money to target Democrats' top political enemy, and Judge Ergeron is doing the same. Once again, while elected Democrats drown themselves in self-congratulations, it is the people of New York and the health of the American judicial system as a whole that are truly suffering. The deep state is after Trump every way, any way they can, with everything they got. Special forces are going crazy trying to keep Donald Trump alive. They have defused bombs, arrested prowlers, trying to neutralize and numerous sabotage attempts on Trump's plane, caught prowlers trying to penetrate Mar-a-Lago, not to mention four different court battles he faces The attacks are endless and relentless. And just this past week, U.S. Army Criminal Investigative Division officers on Wednesday arrested two men suspecting of plotting to assassinate President Donald J. Trump at CPAC conference in National Harbor, Maryland. My sources at CID's headquarters revealed that white hats shadowing President Trump on the campaign trail learned of the diabolical scheme Tuesday morning when CID officers spotted a pair of suspicious characters lingering outside the Gaylord National Resort and Convention Center and drawing a map of the venue and side streets on a sheet of graph paper. The observant CID men witnessed a suspect sketching an outline of the multi-level parking garage adjacent and overlooking the convention center's main entrance, through which attendees and speakers, including President Trump, would enter the building later in the week. The suspects also drew a dashed line, ... that CID investigators took as the flight path line of a sight of a bullet that would take it would take from an upper level of the garage to the doors leading into the convention center. The suspects appeared to be foreigners who spoke limited English with thick Eastern European accents characterized by heavy use of guttural and palatial consonants, typical of Ukrainian or Russian, speaking English. Although the duo discussed dining arrangements and were not devious details of assassinating the president, the existence of the map and its shady artists raised the alarm, and CID officers, having notified their commanding officer and General Smith's office, requested permission to surveil the suspects. "We sent four guys to back them up just in case," my source said. "It was suspicious, but the parking garage seemed an unlikely vantage point. The conference is several days long, and that garage would be packed with cars and people coming in and out, leaving the convention center. It would be a great place to take a shot for someone wanting to get caught. Not to mention, it had security cameras, and I can tell you, President Trump was cautioned against appearing in the deep state territory, and we hadn't had any credible threats until that point. He wanted to send the deep state a message. He didn't fear them. Anyway, we quietly watched the duo. CID learned quickly that the suspects had leased a nondescript van and rented a room in the MGM National Harbor Hotel and Casino, a mile north of the convention center. White hats and U.S. Army Cyber Command accessed the hotel's registry and discovered that the men had booked separate rooms using undeniable aliases of William Henry James and Stephen Butler. On Tuesday evening, CID considered apprehending and grilling James and Butler, but superiors at CID headquarters advised the officers on location to continue observing the suspects in case they belonged to a larger terrorist cell. They could have backup coming at any time. The CPAC conference would kick off in 2 days with President Trump to speak Saturday night. Early Wednesday morning, while the sky was still pitch black, James and Butler slept soundly in their rooms. The CI team located the suspect's van parked on the crossroad and discovered that someone had cut out a circular hole large enough to accommodate a scope rifle in a rear door panel of glass, which had been carefully resealed using transparent tape. My source said the team bypassed the vehicle alarm, and the interior held electronic surveillance gear and a steel case secured with a padlock, which CID picked the lock. Upon opening the case, their fears were realized. In it was a suppressor-equipped M2010 enhanced sniper rifle, a U.S. Army weapon that supplemented the vulnerable M24 sniper weapon system in 2010 and saw combat in Afghanistan a year later. The case also had two pistols with silencers, the drawn map, ammunition, and notes on President Trump's publicized travel itinerary. That cemented everything. These guys planned to drive to the top level of the garage and snipe President Trump somehow and try to, even though he'd be heavily shielded by security, the agents on the scene informed headquarters, which consulted with General Smith, and they said stake out the van and grab the suspects as soon as possible. The CID hadn't waited too long. At 7 p.m. Wednesday morning, at 7 a.m. Wednesday morning, James and Butler exited the hotel and began sauntering toward the van, unaware the CID investigators walking behind them and at the truck. Ready to pounce, CID sprang into action when the suspects touched the door handles and tackled them to the ground, holding them at gunpoint when frisking them for firearms or paperwork that might betray their real identities. CID seized the van and took James and Butler to an undisclosed location for interrogation, my source said, and added that President Donald J. Trump was immediately made aware of the situation and again encouraged to postpone his speech should additional assailants lurk elsewhere nearby. But Trump wouldn't have any part of it. He agreed to added protection, but refused to shirk his responsibilities to MAGA in the United States of America. He said his oration would continue as scheduled, and he would speak that night, delivering what MAGA said would be a passionate magnum opus. According to my source, White Hats identified one suspect as a member of Ukrainian's intelligence directorate who entered the U.S. with forged credentials 10 days ago. How or where they obtained the rifle is unclear since it was military, United States military gear. We are assuming that the deep state gave that to him. We know one thing for sure. President Trump plans to stop funding Ukraine aggression. That alone might be a reason enough for them to take a pop shot at him. We're doing whatever is needed. Don't worry, we'll get a full confession, my source says. You can count on that. Well, AT&T suffered a widespread cellular service outage this week, but if China attacks Taiwan, it's going to be a small event. Well, that didn't happen, but according to Marco Rubio, that's what he said. He says the AT&T outage would be 100 times worse if China launches a cyber attack in America, proceeding to an invasion of the island nation off the coast of the Chinese mainland. Rubio says a cyber attack could knock out power, water, and even your bank. Remember that more than half of the U.S. Senate got satellite cell phones this last year to provide what is called a continuation of government in case of an emergency and war. So you've been warned, says Dr. Johnny, so we'll cross our fingers and hope for the best. Anyway, the liberal Democrat New York machine can't take away President Trump's popularity, but it can take Trump's money. It is all. Anyway, I hear voices. I don't know what that means, but I hope my broadcast is still going on. Somebody must have come into my broadcast. Anyway, so getting back to the news, and as you know, Dr. Johnny reports just the news. I report. This is what I do. I bring you the news that you can use that could be of value. And, you know, many people are worried about this vaccine, and people have been dying from the vax, and people are worried about the shedding. But if you're worried about the shedding, talk to Dr. Johnny. I've helped so many of my patients get rid of the graphene oxide in their body, and, you know, once they become a master survivor, we get rid of all the graphene oxide and get them back to normal. And that's a promise if you become a premium consultation patient. And I've helped so many of my patients get rid of the graphene oxide. But more to the point, here's the bigger question that over and over, again, Dr. Johnny has to ask everyone out there, all my listeners, and, you know, about your doctors, your hospitals, and your clinics. Does modern healthcare get you well or get you sick? Think about that question. Does modern healthcare get you well or get you sick? And think about the vaccine before you answer either one of those questions. Does it get you well or get you sick? Well, if the doctors want you to take that vaccine, I can promise you it's not going to be good for your body. Today in healthcare, we are missing key factors from the achievement and skills community development that, you know, does it really empower the people? You know, instead, they want you to endanger your lives by taking these vaxes and taking some of these prescription drugs that are known carcinogens. It is both in individuals and in communities, which is achieved mainly by healthcare education and supportive environments. I mean, Dr. Johnny's always gotten back to the old Greek ways of healing. That's, you know, that's how I developed the food protocols in the laboratory with the hair tissue mineral analysis, was from the old Greek ways of diet. You know, that's been my model all along. That empowerment as a term is not mentioned in ancient Greek philosophy and medicine, but the Greek intellect in general is very much centered toward the individual's emancipation from the clutches of ignorance and superstition or tyranny, leading people toward self-sufficiency, which is a concept very close to the empowerment and the goals of the Master Survivor Program and the Master Survivor University. Now, just to be clear, during the Golden Age of Greece, during the Pericles, about 350 BC, it was a golden age in Athens. Everybody had the freedom, and there wasn't any tyranny. The big people that were there to empower free thought and good health and everything. Now later, as time went on, and by the time Roman times came, that tyranny came into play. But still, in all the Greek healing centers, they got you into this empowerment, emancipation attitude to be free and get your body healed and to stay well. One ancient Greek philosopher, Protagoras, defined self-sufficiency in ethical terms as a state of being in which one is not dependent on others. Zeller clarifies that this definition, however, should be clearly distinguished from the more cynical meaning of the word in terms of an escape from all needs. He who is wise, in other words, has to be able to confront his or her own needs. According to the same source, the notion of self-sufficiency was ascribed in greater value by Socrates, who distinguished ethics from religion and established autonomy from ethics. So, you know, if it was in your best health, that's what you should do. He also lays emphasis on Aristippus, who, drawing on the principle of self-sufficiency, advancing the a theory and practice of life according to what our single aim is, to enjoy life as much as possible, which is the way Dr. Johnny thinks we should live. This Aristippos was very keen, you know, enjoy life. Provided, however, we are in control, both ourselves and circumstances at all times. And, of course, I might add, Dr. Johnny might add, and you're not harming others. Before Socrates, however, it was the Pythagoreans who placed an emphasis on hygiene, the well-known Pythagorean way of living. It is true, according to the same authors, that the Pythagoreans kept some aesthetic practices, such as abstinence from consuming meat, most probably later restricted, and abstinence from consuming broad beans. Thus, life for these people was extremely important in order for someone to live as he should, but systematic preparatory education was needed, of course. The influence of the Pythagorean doctrine in medicine is apparent. Health was a condition of perfect equilibrium, and the Pythagorean way of life meant preserving this equilibrium by practicing moderation and maintaining self-control and calmness, which is exactly the way Dr. Johnny likes to live, being very controlled and calm at all times so you can keep that rational thought going. The use of diet, gymnastics, and even the use of music was directed to this goal at the time, namely to restore health when it had been upset. When there was an imbalance, sometimes music helped. When there, you know, was a different type of imbalance, sometimes a dialogue with one of the philosophers would help. Naturally, medical science was affected by these theories. Indicative of this is the following segment from a book written by Hippocrates, which I quote, "An intelligent man understands that health is a person's most valuable possession and must know how to help himself with his own thoughts in the case of illness. The emergence of health education could only occur within the wider context defined by such views." Sigaris rightly argues that where views such as these prevailed, a physician's task must have been much easier. He writes that general education and health education were closely related, and the educator and the trainer and the physician were close allies. At all times, success or failure of health education depended not only on the physician's knowledge and methods, but also, and to a large extent, on society's readiness to perceive the importance of their advices. Higher education evolved from the second half of the 5th century, mainly by teachers, the sophists, and some of the most prominent of whom were well known to us today, Plato's well-known attacks in his dialogues. The sophists raised the central pedagogic dilemma of whether natural predisposition or nature of a person or upbringing, education, is the determining factor in the development of the mind and the character. The sophists, as wandering teachers, went from town to town and collect expensive tuition fees in order to bring young people to their schools for a period of 3 to 4 years. They initiated them into the teachings that often came into an abrupt contrast with the old respected traditions, which many times were marred by superstition. Their task was to educate people, namely for statesmanship. During this higher education period, young men were instructed in philosophy and rhetoric, but also mathematics, science, and medicine. Higher education was to be as universal as possible. On the other hand, the sophists addressed their older audience through lectures of popular science, which were conducted either in small circle in the house of the wealthy friend or in public centers like the theater. They could be characterized as theoretics of civilization and masters of the art in the art of life. The key to life is to have choices. As soon as you run out of choices, you lose hope and you start to die. This is according to Dr. Johnny. The key to life is to have choices. As soon as you run out of having choices, you lose hope and you start to die. I want to give you an update about the Uber driver that I've mentioned. I've told you about last few weeks' show how he broke his rib leaning over, unlocking the passenger's door of his car for the passenger. And when the side, you know, when his chest pressured up against the brake handle in between his two ribs, boom, one rib snapped. And, you know, he definitely had bone fragility that would have, you know, if he didn't have that bone fragility, that would never happen. Even though that brake handle was pushed against his ribs, that bone fragility is what caused his rib to break. It's so easy to prevent bone fragility by just following the food and supplement recommendations of the hair tissue mineral analysis of the HCMA. He was calcium dominant, slow one, and you know, many of my patients are calcium dominant. If you're calcium dominant, you know, and I've talked to you about, you know, lower your calcium, you probably are, have bone fragility. But don't be alarmed. Just stick to the diet and the supplement schedule, and soon your bones will get strong. Now, a few days and weeks later, you know, my Uber driver can't do anything. He can't drive his Uber anymore, no nothing. It's difficult to heal a broken rib because all you can do, mainstream medicine says, you just got to keep your chest in this wrap that they have, these little Velcro wraps that they, you know, wrap your whole chest in. And over time, it starts to mend. And when you're older and have bone fragility, it mends really slow. However, with him, it may never mend with bone fragility, and he won't do the HTMA. He did one HTMA, but he won't do another one because he thought, well, just doing the test, and I said, well, you got, you know, fragile bones and blah, blah, blah. So he don't want to do it anymore. He don't want us to do the diet schedule. So a few weeks later, he's not driving or doing anything because it hurts him to move. It even scares him now to go outside because he's afraid he might fall. He has no choices now. Like I said, the key to life is to have choices. Well, now my Uber driver has no choices at all. The key to life is to have choices, and as soon as you run out of choices, you lose hope and die. With the Master Survivor Program, and specifically with the HCMA, the Hair Tissue Mineral Analysis, you have food choices that will create strong bones in your body. By following the diet and supplement schedule, the HCMA, you will never break your bones with normal everyday living, or get the flu or the COVID because you have strong immunity response. You keep your body and your mind strong because you're getting the truth on how to stay healthy, and this is why it was important in ancient Greece and why you should be following that today. Once you commit to the truth, divine providence comes on your side. With the Master Survivor Program, you learn to develop a results-based environment in your sphere of living. Reason and rational thought determines a prudent standard to live by. So be careful with what's happening now with the cancel culture. Don't let it creep into your psyche. They're canceling your vote. They're canceling our traditions. They're canceling your ethics and values. Heck, if you're a right winger and they take you to court, they're going to cancel your justice. Don't let them cancel your ambition. Don't let them put fear into your lives and cancel your health and happiness. By doing the full Master Survivor Program, it's less than $600, folks. You will not have to worry about the COVID. You will not have to get the COVID vaccine. Just get the Master Survivor Program. You just go to themastersurvivor.com and click on the Master Survivor Program, and you can order everything right there with your credit card. Number one, the hair tissue mineral analysis, and number two, the total gut restoration kit. Those two things, costing you both less than $600, you can order with your credit card. You pay with your credit card and order right off themastersurvivor.com. Or you have the choice of sending Dr. Johnny a personal check if you don't have credit cards. Why this is one of the most important therapies everyone should do? Why is that? Because by just doing the hair tissue mineral analysis, the HTMA, and following the diet and supplement schedule, you will balance all the minerals in your cells. And I might add that includes your bone cells. So your bones stay strong. This valuable laboratory diagnostic provides a complete report on the activity of 37 different minerals in your body, how your hormones are interacting, and which foods you need to eat and keep healthy, all based on your biochemistry. Every analysis is unique, but the bottom line is when we increase the foods that improve our chemistry and avoid the foods that do not enhance our physiology, then our bodies get stronger every step of the way. I've been providing the HTMA, the hair tissue mineral analysis, for over 40 years. That's 40. And train doctors how to interpret the hair tissue mineral analysis, the HTMA. Many patients will get off their medications because with the right diet and supplement schedule, their bones and their bodies will correct the maladies like arthritis, bone fragility, diabetes, abnormal weight gain, and so much more, and a wide range of other disorders. So what are you waiting for? It's time to get the HTMA today. Just go to themastersurvivor.com and click on the Master Survivor Program and scroll down, and you'll see number one is the HTMA. All the instructions are right there to order it with your credit card and send me some hair, and I'll put it right into the laboratory queue to be tested. And when it's finished, I'll send your analysis back to you, and you will I encourage you to have your free consultation with Dr. Johnny. The most valuable part of that $226 is that consultation with Dr. Johnny. Okay? So I'm just telling you, for years, I can't emphasize it enough. The left-wing lunatics have worked to indoctrinate our children and our schools to extreme liberal ideals, as we all know, at an early age, or maybe some of you don't know, but if you don't know right now, in your kindergarten schools, and some Sunday schools, because not all churches are what I call wholesome, and in elementary school, our kids are getting indoctrinated with this woke kindergarten agenda. And this woke agenda in our elementary schools. Well, now it's backfiring, and at least this woke kindergarten saga provides and proves the sunlight is the best disinfectant. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. If you get, bed bugs or fleas in your mattress, just take it out into the sunlight, wash all your sheets, clean your whole house, bomb your house, and let your mattress sit out in the fresh sunlight. It's the best disinfectant of everything. And, we just shine a little sunlight on this woke kindergarten. The San Francisco school has announced it is terminating its contract with a woke kindergarten program that drew national outrage in recent weeks. The incident is both another encouraging example of public pressure working to rein in cultural leftism, while also disturbing reminder of the extent in which the American schools have turned into institutions of ideological left-wing indoctrination. As Fox News reported, Glassbrook Elementary, part of the Hayward United School District, HUSD, near the San Francisco Bay Area, spent $250,000 in federal funds allocated to keep boost test scores to pay an organization called Woke Kindergarten. They were under the guise that they're spending that $250,000 that would help their kids boost their test scores. In other words, they'll get a better education in the kindergarten. But according to the organization's website, Woke Kindergarten is dedicated to supporting children, families, educators, and organizations in their commitment to abolitionist early education and pro-black and queer and trans liberation, unquote. It's right there on their website. I'll repeat that. Quotes. Woke Kindergarten is dedicated to supporting children, families, educators, and organizations in their commitment to abolitionist early education and pro-black and queer and trans liberation. Unquote. Well, Dr. John is not certain if that funding helped those kids improve their learning at all. While it's not clear exactly what programming that $250,000 went toward, some of Woke Kindergarten's resources listed on its website includes providing kids with woke words of the day, such as ceasefire, abolish, as well as woke wanderings about topics such as challenging the legitimacy of the Supreme Court. This is for kindergarten. I mean, I'll tell you. Woke Kindergarten also says it bases its teachings on the principles of abolitionist education, a philosophy which views test-taking, grading, and virtually any measurement of student performance as an example of white supremacy. I can't make this stuff up. They see testing, grading, and any measurement of a student performance as an example of white supremacy and should be eliminated, which they've done. Instructing students in abolitionist education also involves infusing every subject, even math, you know, in every subject, even math and science, with anti-racist concepts. Getting the right answer along with the concepts like hard work, students are told, are dangerous racist ideas. And I can't make this stuff up. So getting the right answer, if a teacher says you got to get the right answer, well, that's a racist concept according to Woke Kindergarten. Or you got to work hard, that's a racist concept, you know, because that relates to slavery. You got to work hard. Despite promises that Woke Kindergarten's curriculum would improve student engagement and performance, scores fell to their lowest ever recorded levels. By the time Glassbrook terminated the contract, less than 4% of students were proficient in math, and just under 12% were reading at their grade level. Still, Woke Kindergarten likely would have continued hovering and gathering taxpayer dollars were it not for the work of Glassbrook teacher Tiger Craven Neely. I want to highlight this guy. He's a gay guy. Okay, he's gay as Christmas. But he went on. He got outraged by this. This Tiger Craven Neely, the career educator, describes himself as a gay moderate and began voicing concerns about the curriculum during the Woke Kindergarten teacher training sessions. Craven Neely reported that during the sessions, he was told that one of his primary focuses should be to disrupt whiteness in the school. I can't make this stuff up. Quote, disrupt whiteness, unquote, in the school. He raised questions about what that meant, asked why trainers used the phrase so-called United States. That's what they're supposed to call it, so-called United States, and challenge the utility of the woke kindergarten's little comrade cavos, and criticize their curriculum teaching students about a world without police, money, or landlords. I can't make this stuff up. They said that they were supposed to teach students that we live in a world without police, money, or landlords. After raising these concerns, Craven Neely, what he considered himself a gay moderate, was banned from the training sessions. He then went on record with the San Francisco Chronicle to recount what he had seen and heard, and the story quickly made national headlines. It was then revealed that the head of woke kindergarten, Aaliyah Key Gross, had posted on social media that the United States and Israel have no right to exist, and said she wanted to see the word free of these nations. And Gross added that she had been trying to end y'all, referring to U.S. and Israel, further calling these countries demons, the United States and Israel calling them demons. Following a series of national media stories slamming woke kindergarten and the school district, Glassbrook cut ties with the organization ostensibly under Gross's comments. Michael Brazley, the school district spokesperson, stated that although we respect freedom of speech and the right for individuals to hold a variety of political views, the social media and other public statements of the vendor woke kindergarten do not align with the values of the district and those of many of our community members. However, although conservatives can't be grateful that woke kindergarten got some well-deserved bad press and were kicked out of one school district, this story doesn't exactly have a happy ending. After announcing that Glassbrook had ended its partnership with woke kindergarten, Brazley had affirmed that anti-bias, anti-racist teaching, restorative practice, multi-language learning, and literacy and mathematics will remain a focus at Glassbrook School, thank God, building on the work that the school has undertaken for the past several years. In other words, Glassbrook teachers will continue to peddle the same anti-American racial propaganda to the kids, just without the woke kindergarten label, because they got those teachers indoctrinated into these new woke ideas. So the anti-racist teaching and restorative principles of multi-language and literacy and mathematics, you know, will not be focused on. As for the gay moderate, Craven Nedley, the level-headed teacher who blew the whistle on Glassbrook's indoctrination of students, has been placed on administrative leave over allegations of unprofessional conduct, although the school board officials insisted that this was not a retaliation for his comments to the press. That claim seems to be dubious at best. It was. Perhaps worst of all, this incident appears to be just a minor setback for woke kindergarten, an organization, and organizations like it. It's not the only one, folks. Multiple New York City schools, for example, have provided students with material from woke kindergarten, and millions of taxpayer dollars intended to help kids learn are also still flowing into these outside consultants like woke kindergarten, who are completely unaccountable to voters and taken over by the left-wing lunatics. At the very least, however, Glassbrook's woke kindergarten fiasco is another national wake-up call about the sorry state of American education and how the left-wing lunatics are indoctrinating their ideology to our children at such an early age, folks. At such an early age. However, on the adult front, war correspondent and war special forces and former special forces soldier Michael Yon is back with Mike Adams, the health ranger, in his time in the studio to discuss the breaking news of the day. According to ongoing border war between the United States and Mexico, and Dr. Johnny took notes, and I'll share with you about that. We're coming up on our break, but I'll give you a little hints of what that's going to be. Jan spilled the beans about the organized crime syndicates in government and non-government that are funding the border invasion. The latter, known as non-governmental organizations or NGOs, are largely behind the migrant crisis, bringing in cash from unknown sources to facilitate the illegal takeover. According to Jan, there are hundreds of NGOs working behind the scenes to destroy America with this invasion. They exist both in cities and in the jungle, and it's almost as if they were all called up a few years back, told to strike when the iron is hot, and it appears to be hot right now. There are so many of these coming in, Jan explained, just over the top. I can't even keep track of them all. Even all the organizations, he said, in every country I go to has different organizations bringing in illegals on this railroad, this pipe train. To his credit, Jan played an instrumental role in stopping the infamous pork-laden Senate immigration bill from being passed by Congress, a good thing, seeing as how it would have ushered in millions more illegal aliens every year. Jan explained that Governor Greg Abbott of Texas is now putting more pressure on Mexico to help stop the border invasion by inspecting all vehicles coming up from Mexico. Doing this, Jan says, will help force Mexico's hand in the matter. It's the United States invading the United States, not Mexico, Jan clarified, describing the illicit forces from within that seek to destroy the host country, which is us, to which they are acting as parasites. And I'll come back with details after these messages.
It's no secret that the so-called mainstream media is best described as controlled propaganda. Countless news stories are either totally ignored or spun with half-truths, and because of this, essential facts and vital information are often compromised. Join Dr. Ott every Friday night on Studio B at 10 p.m. Eastern and learn why The Story Behind the Story was nominated for a Peabody Award in its second year of producing unparalleled broadcasting excellence in 1997. That is, if you really care about learning the truth.
Things were not quite right, that everything was just ever so slightly askew.
Do you have, to paraphrase Morpheus, a splinter in your mind?
If you're interested in hearing the latest information about UFOs, the paranormal,
ancient cultures and structures,
monatomic elements,
longevity,
fantastic discoveries in science,
download it to your brain,
then tune in to us. Hi, I'm Dave.
And I'm Mackie.
And we are Shiny Side Out, Sundays 2 to 4 a.m. Eastern. See you then.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
check in every Thursday night for the Crypt Rick and Jonathan Show.
Studio A, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here at the number one listener-supported radio station, Revolution Radio.
The Secret Kindergarten is here for the young children of the world. The best program on the radio for kids. Dealing with the most important topics in the whole universe. Fairy tales, music and movement, numbers, plants, animals, fun, colors, insects. Take care and cast your ears out to catch a story from the world of other young things. Reach out, up, under, and over. Sing a song. Talk about feelings. Just remember the magic word. The magic word is no. Step on into the Secret Kindergarten. Saturdays, 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Revolution Radio.
Are you interested in the paranormal? Murder mystery? Real natural law? Do you enjoy interviews with amazing guests? Then join Crypt Rick every Monday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Revolution Radio. Studio A, freedomslips.com. Crypt Rick's iPhone Thinker. Welcome to the Crypt.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Welcome back to The Master Survivor Beyond PhD, and I'm your host, Dr. Johnny, and I want to encourage you to please give generously to freedomslips.org, which is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.org. We're trying to raise $1,300 and to get some new equipment and make it a better station for you to listen to. So please make your donation at any amount. And we appreciate all your help, and Dr. Johnny can stay on the air. So welcome back to the show, and I want to invite you to just ponder the idea I was telling you about the woke kindergarten. So just ponder this concept in your mind. With all these illegals coming in by the millions, okay, there's over 5 million that have come in the last just 2 years alone. A lot of them, you know, most of them don't speak English. So when they send their kids to the schools, see, they've got to learn English. And imagine them getting the woke education where they demonize the Constitution, you know, that United States and Israel are demonized governments and the Constitution and all these woke sayings or resists and everything like that. See, they're going to be learning that from the beginning, that that's the way America is, but it's not. That's just the left-wing ideology. So they're going to be getting educated and taught English in that new ideology. Just picture that in your mind of all these illegals that come in. So, you know, you ask, you know, like I think many people have estimated, well, you know, they didn't know how far this has gone. But let me give you some facts. Illegals are being shipped free of charge to communities across the United States. State governments are asking their citizens now to house illegals, like the governor of Michigan Whitmer, okay? Gretchen Whitmer. They also get free hotels, food, and health care, and money for the illegals in the form of debit cards, you know, credit cards, you know, $1,000 credit cards. Illegals are buying late model cars. They get a special deal after arriving in the U.S. Biden's new smart wall border control. See, it's an election year, so now he's talking about protecting the border, okay? And he's talking about putting up a smart wall, all right, to protect the border. That we have a problem in the border, but it's election year. So he's saying that, you know, we're going to have a smart border control with a smart wall. Well, this will encourage the 15-minute cities pipeline to just come right in. I mean, this is all so planned because after a while, you know, we're going to be displaced as Americans and replaced with all these foreigners that know nothing about America, and they're taught not to care about it. So in many ways, currently this will manifest as a war on American soil to fight against illegal onslaught and crimes, you know, in this country, and they're happening already. You're going to end up having to fight one way or another, Jan explains. And he was, you know, interviewed. And he said, crime is drastically increasing. He's right. A lot of these people have no rules. They're from countries that where they came from. And a lot of them are out of prisons. They just let all the prisons out. That's what Castro did. He let all the prisons out, and they came into Florida. I'll never forget it. That's what Maduro did in Venezuela. He opened up all the prisons. Why should we pay for them? Let them go to America. And, of course, we get the worst of the worst. All the insane asylums, they all did, oh, just follow the caravan. This is certainly what many would consider to be, you know, an invasion. Last time Jan appeared on the Health Ranger, he did so remotely from Panama City. And before that, he was in El Salvador. So he's seeing firsthand the routes the migrants are taking, as well as the methods they're using with the help of shadily funded NGOs to bust through the South and Central America, and they venture on towards the United States. Once these people reach the American southern border, they are then encountering the blockades in Texas that it's installing, which is driving most of the controversy in the illegal immigration fight. That's why this whole controversy is because Texas is saying, no way, we're going to stop this now. Now, in a new and similar development, the United States Marines on assignment at Eagle Pass, Texas, arrested two Border Patrol agents and three illegal aliens involved in a bribe for entry into the United States, this operation Monday afternoon, this past Monday, my source in Eric Smith's office revealed, as reported previously, the White Hats and Governor Abbott's blessing have dispatched Marines to the southern border to shore up defenses against federal encroachment. The Marine Expeditionary Force had helped the Texas Military Department lay concertina wire to protect American citizens and their property from illegal aliens and corrupt feds. At approximately 5 p.m. Monday, a Marine reconnaissance patrol near Shelby Park observed three roped together men wading across the Rio Grande. As the trio reached the U.S. side of the riverbank, the Border Patrol vehicle came speeding along a dirt road alongside the river and screeched to halt exactly where the would-be aliens would enter the U.S., although the hole in the dilapidated stretch of fence wire. My source said that the Marines expected Border Patrol to repel the invaders and force them back across the river, but something unexpected transpired. Observing at a distance through binoculars, Marines watched the Border Patrol agents exit their vehicles and approach the trio, sopping wet illegals, and the two groups stood meters apart gazing at one another for several minutes before one of the illegals raised his soaked shirt above his abdomen and revealed a Ziploc bag filled with cash taped to his torso. Border Patrol agent snatched and opened the bundled bag and then counted the money. He was counting for a while, our source said, apparently satisfied. The Border Patrol agent tossed the cash in the vehicle and then handed the illegals three elastic blue bracelets, which they placed on their wrists. The Marines suspected criminality and quietly flanked both groups, confronting them with weapons drawn and commanding everyone to drop to their knees. They disarmed and zip-tied the wrists of Border Patrol agents and the illegals, separating the groups. A Marine who spoke Spanish questioned the illegals while the highest-ranking Marine, a lieutenant, interrogated the Border Patrol agents, who at first refused to answer questions. One of the illegals had no identification but said his name was Hector Gonzalez, told the Marine who spoke Spanish that he and his friends were Guatemalan refugees seeking political asylum in the United States, and said a coyote on the Mexican side of the Rio Grande had, after taking his cut of the cash, instructed them to meet and pay the friendly border agents across the river. The bracelets, he claims, served as proof that they paid their entry fee in case the other Border Patrol agents tried to shake them down. The Marines then sweated the CP, the Border Patrol agents, and reportedly roughed them up a little bit, swatting them around. Although one stayed silent, the other caved and affirmed the illegal story, saying that Border Patrol agents accepted bribes for entry was pervasive within the agency. His story sketched a sprawling conspiracy and breathtaking level of corruption, describing how the Border Patrol agents' upper echelons conspired with the cartels, solicited and taken bribes, formed alliances and human smugglers, and created companies to launder money. As he blabbed, his partner urged him to shut his mouth, saying he'd kill him for betraying the operation. Rather than report the incident to Border Patrol or even the Texas Military Department, the Marines brought the agents and the illegals to a safe house several miles north of Eagle Pass. They're all held in custody while we're sorting this out. There's a lot to unpack here and more Border Patrol agents to get. We are on good terms with the Border Patrol for the most part. Most of these guys are tired, worn out, and hate the open borders as much as everyone else does. Now we have to investigate this, and if it's all true, they'll be hell to pay. Right now, the military's going to be involved. Right now, we don't know if we have the whole story or what's been told is true, and we're going to find out soon enough. These Guatemalans had $12,000 in U.S. cash that they gave to the Border Patrol. That's a hell of a lot of money. Coyotes don't typically let their clients cross with that much at all. A new day is coming soon that will change operations at the border, at least as far as Texas is concerned, according to my source, and Dr. Johnny being a loyal Texan. Now, everyone can see the deep state is trying to destroy America. There's no question about it. Even the New York Attorney General, Letitia James, told ABC News Tuesday that she's ready to have the courts physically seize Donald Trump's properties and other assets if he doesn't pay the full amount of $354 million fine recently handed to the former president in his fraud case, which once they get Trump properties, they're going to take the rest of New York. Sound far-fetched? Well, you better think again, because this is exactly what the cabal is planning to do and planning for all of America. And once Trump is no longer in their way, America is defeated, then the whole world goes into great reset. Benjamin Fulford says we have a chance to save our country and our world with a big push right now. We can finish off the Satanists forever. The satanic Khazarian mafia ruling class of the West is more vulnerable than ever and has been in its whole history. And this is because of a critical mass of people who are awakening to the fact that our governments are the mortal enemies. With a big push by the White Hat military, together with farmers, truckers, and ordinary citizens, we can remove from power and bring them back to justice. The Khazarian Mafia, for its part, is still desperately trying to poison us with drugs and the poison vaccine, otherwise kill us or force us into submission, like the Romanian dictator Nicolae Ceaușescu, who drastically upped the repression after overthrown and executed, and being executed, this effort will fail. However, we need to take immediate action because the Khazarian Mafia ruling class is literally trying to kill us right now. Look at the situation in Ukraine. The grain, the Khazarian Mafia is trying to bankrupt European farmers by flooding Europe with underpriced Ukrainian grain that has been deliberately poisoned. I can't make this stuff up. Food from Ukraine is poisoned with nanoparticles that are addictive and cause mental confusion, according to Polish intelligence. To help force us to eat their toxic food, the World Economic Forum has proposed completely banning the production of your own food, citing its favorite excuse, climate change. And of course, the farmers are revolting nearly in every country in Europe. Meanwhile, giant agribusiness corporations like Cargill, DuPont, and Monsanto, all owned by BlackRock, Vanguard, and State Street, and have been smuggling in falsely labeled grain into Europe. European farmers in at least 14 countries have been fighting to avoid being bankrupt by this grain, and people are getting sick when they eat it. Farmers are blocking roads to stop these imports, while government officials try to bypass the blockades by bringing the grains via ships, according to Polish intelligence. French farmers are now not just slowing down foreign food trucks, but giving away food for free to anyone who wants it. So the French farmers are really going all out. They don't want you to have that poison food. They know it's got nanoparticles in it, nanotoxins. Europeans are lucky their farmers are still fighting to protect their food supply. A new study reveals 4 in 5 Americans have been poisoned by chloramine chloride, a plant growth chemical that causes lower fertility and harms developing fetuses even at doses below acceptable levels set by regulators. It's found in wheat and oat products, including in brands like Cheerios and Quaker Oats. This is only one of the many poisons being put in products we use or consume on a daily basis. This is deliberate. Let that sink in. The owners of the mega corporations have been poisoning you and your family on purpose. Dr. Johnny's reported on this endlessly, tirelessly on my shows for years. I've been reporting on all the toxins they're putting in our foods. Most people just don't seem to believe it because they taste, you know, it tastes good. You know, all fast food tastes good. It's got MSG in it, which makes everything taste good. But it's a neurotoxin, okay? They've repeatedly said their plan is to kill 90% of humanity and enslave the rest. Who are these people? It turns out to be the largest shareholders of 88% of the S&P 500 companies, and they're BlackRock and Vanguard and State Street that own those 500 companies, or most of the 500. The same funds also own pharmaceutical companies that just murdered tens of millions of people with toxic vaccines. Make no mistake about it, this is deliberate mass murder. Recent government data from England shows that more than 1 million deaths of vaccinated people compared to 61,000 deaths of unvaccinated people since the COVID-19 bioattack started in 2020. This comes as we get a new testimony from Father Fani Willis, a district attorney who is attacking the U.S. Commander-in-Chief, Donald Trump, that he knew about the COVID plans in 2019. But you know, there's a bigger story to that, and you know, Operation Warp Speed, most of those vaccines were replaced with saline solutions. Over 85%, the military replaced those. So most people got a safe vaccine. All the meantime, Donald Trump said, oh, we're going through with the vax. And all the other criminals fell for it and assigned it. Because every mafia are freaking out about the reaction to the vaccine murders. The French government just passed a law dubbed the Article Pfizer that would result in up to 3 years of imprisonment or a fine of 45,000 euros for anyone who criticizes the mRNA treatments. I kid you not. These criminals are also developing plant-based vaccines intended to be seamlessly integrated in the food supply without the public's awareness. This means Vanguard, State Street, and BlackRock are legitimate military targets. Special forces need to seize their headquarters and locate the names and addresses of the mass murderers. Those operations are underway. And, of course, we know who many of the owners are. Last week in Munich, the child-torturing mass murderer Hillary Clinton, Rockefeller, was spotted with her terrorist mass murder employee, Tedros Ghebreyesus, who of the WHO, World Health Organization. You know, which one's the real one? And now Tedros is saying, oh, we didn't mean, for everybody to get locked down. And you didn't have to get the vax. We weren't a part of that. Well, they're backpedaling. They're scared. They're really scared. They're scared of the firing squad. They're scared of that noose. The question is, the deep state will be bringing back their super satanic lefties. So there's so many clones of Hillary, you can't even count them. So they're going to bring Hillary back. At the last minute, they'll probably run Hillary against Donald Trump because Big Mike is not running. Let me tell you, Michelle Obama is not going to run. And they can't run Kamala Harris, but they'll bring Hillary back. You watch. Toward the late summer, August, September, a couple months before the election, they'll bring Hillary back, a clone of Hillary. So Tedros, Hillary, and other Khazari Mafia honchos are gathering as we speak at the Khazari Mafia headquarters in Geneva, trying to impose their global pandemic treaty on nations of the world. They're going to start that in May. This would allow them to seize complete totalitarian world power in the event of an emergency that they themselves create. In videos, I watched how Tedros was saying, we didn't say you had to get it. But now he's talking about the disease X or disease Y or disease Z. He said, things stand, the world remains unprepared for these next disease X, the next pandemic. We also saw Klaus Schwab Rothschild at World Government Summit at Dubai and the Universal United Arab Emirates last week calling for a fusion of our physical, biological, and digital identities, which means total totalitarian, you can't buy anything without having it be approved by your credit score. In a moment of honesty, he said, we need ethical frameworks to make sure we keep the ghosts of AI in the bottle and we do not create an utopian future. In other words, like on 2001 Space Oddity, how I can't open the door, Hal. I'm sorry. Because they've had problems with AI developing its own reasoning and thinking and critical thinking. Of course, the White Hats are on the case. A senior U.S. Space Force official contacted us following long conversations with Vladimir Putin to say Donald Trump was in Moscow. And he was in Moscow when Tucker Carlson interviewed Putin. So that packet that Putin gave Tucker Carlson went straight to Donald Trump. It's important documents that were hand-delivered to Trump. As a result, we're going to have some very interesting few weeks and few months. A source said a big surprise will come to U.S. officials, some involving Iran. And maybe a declaration about Antarctica, too. There's also a lot of activity in the North Pole, as well as Greenland at the Thule Air Base, some called the second space base. Russia is very active in the North Pole. It's just as important as Antarctica is right now. The Russians have a large underground base there already. It's in conjunction with the White Hat Alliance. There's nothing in the mainstream media news about any of this for a reason. They don't want you to know. And what may be related to this, a video emerged of the space-based weapon starting fires in Chile, just like they did in Maui and Mexico recently, just after the United States House Intelligence Committee chairman says that there will be serious national security threat that has something to do with space. That's all I can say. All I can say is I keep hoping the White Hats will de-weaponize this Earth, what I call geoengineering. Okay? Who could forget early this month when Deep State Judge Aragon, a man who looks like death warmed over, ruled that Trump must pay $355 million in fines and properties that secure low-interest loans. Naturally, Trump was shocked. Everybody was shocked. A fiery rebuke, Mar-a-Lago sources revealed that this was scripted response to a verdict that he had into it, and that moment is now incarcerated, Letitia James, indicting him on trumped-up charges. He knew the odds were stacked against him, and he wouldn't get a fair trial, and it's typical of the deep state corruption. He knew with perfect clarity that the cabal would never see even a dime of his vast fortune. If they think they're getting any of Trump's money, they're gravely mistaken. And he entered his octagon of a fight aware they'll find him guilty. In fact, he wanted the outcome to expose the deep state, the criminals that they are, because they're ruining New York and everybody sees it. The more they go after him, the more popular Trump gets. They can't learn from their mistakes, and going after Trump only hurts them. And Trump's assets are safe, according to my Mar-a-Lago source. Regardless, Trump lawyers have vowed to appeal the verdict and First Judicial Department, saying if the ruling stands, other multimillion dollar corporations fearing similar maltreatment would flee New York for safer ground. But New York DA may have some problems of her own. Lawyer podcaster Rob Gervea reports how Letitia James got hit with a massive bar complaint courtesy of Representative Elsley Stefanik that alleges Letitia James has violated ethical rules of her own partisan prosecution of President Trump. This story is not over. According to my source, the besieged president and his closest advisors met in Mar-a-Lago Inner Sanctum shortly after the verdict. Trump reportedly assured them that although he had sufficient liquidity to cover the unjust fines without auctioning off real estate such as Trump Tower, he would never in a million years dissolve his empire or yield to deep state corruption. The president knows, too, if he capitulates and pays, his money will get used to help the deep state target other patriots, which his supporters won't appreciate very much. Without going into detail, I can say his properties and assets are immune to deep state seizure. If Trump, for whatever reason, decides to pay, he could do so without sacrificing a nickel. My JAG source in Pensacola, Florida, said Trump has acquired an unexpected benefactor, Oprah Winfrey. We informed the president we have confiscated more than enough of Oprah's assets to cover the costs. And, of course, after her hanging, as Dr. Johnny reported last week, a military tribunal last month sentenced Oprah Winfrey to death and for the Maui Inferno that she was a part of. Immediately after her conviction and hanging, and identify Winfrey's assets, including four properties in three states, $34 million in cash, a fleet of luxury vehicles, and $25 million in jewelry and other unsuspected resources. We've only hit the tip of the iceberg. She sheltered a lot overseas into the billions, and we've located that. And we're going to make progress, so if Trump decides he has to pay, we'll use Oprah's cash to pay the deep state, because we can track that money, my source said. Meanwhile, it looks like Asian secret societies have made a big move with the sudden death of Angela Chow. Now, you may be wondering, Angela Chow, the shipping oligarch, you know, she's a Harvard graduate, the Council of Foreign Relations member, board of Bank of China, and sister-in-law of Senator Mitch McConnell's wife. And a large amount of cocaine was recently discovered on one of her ships in an incident that she has hushed up. She also married to a billionaire who died a few months after her wedding. After their wedding, mysteriously, of course. Well, she took him out and took her money. These people are crooked. And, you know, poor Mitch McConnell's not even the real one anymore. It's just a clone. And that's her sister. But her sister's the big ticket because she's the one that has all the shipping industry. And Angela's child's death is apparently having large consequences across Asian, all of Asia. Asian secret societies say that as soon as everyone comes back from the Lunar New Year holidays, starting this next week, big things will happen in China as the Year of the Dragon starts. They say they promise a peaceful reunification between Taiwan and China. There may also be reunification of North and South Korea and regime change in Japan, all coming toward the White Hat side. There's much we cannot talk about right now. I can't say a lot here, but I can say the new Chinese emperor has been visiting Korea and Taiwan as part of these preparations. And what is probably related to all this, Vice Admiral Fred Kachter relieved Vice Admiral Carl Thomas, a real deep stater of the 5th 54 commander of the U.S. 7th Fleet, the world's largest forward-deploying naval force. The rules-based world order traitors in the Navy who orchestrated the January 1st earthquake attack on Japan have been removed. Our 7th Fleet is now under White Hat control. In a hint of the new Russian-U.S. military alliance, the real commander of the U.S. military, Donald J. Trump, said he would encourage Russia to do whatever he wanted with NATO members, and that he was not meeting their defense spending fair, because they're not paying their fair share of the of their 2% of their GDP. So Trump said, do whatever you want. Well, the deep state went crazy on that because they know him and Putin are talking. Right after this, Colonel General Sergei Rudolfskoy, chief of the main operation directorate of the Russian General Staff, said military personnel from NATO countries under the guise of mercenaries operate air defense systems, multiple launch rocket systems, and tactical systems in Ukraine. This means Russia has been under official quasi bello, or an excuse to declare war, as Trump says he won't defend NATO. Average Europeans would welcome a Russian intervention into Europe at this point. As Putin notes, for example, German Foreign Minister Amela Baerbock is hostile not only to Russia, but to her own country as well, because she's an EU deep stater. It's hard to imagine a state official of her neglecting economic interests of her own country and her own people to such an extent, said the Russian official. The farmers' revolt in Europe shows the true feelings Europeans have toward their governments. Like I said, they would welcome a Russian invasion. The people would. The European Union, the deep state, won't, of course. No wonder Klaus Schwab, the EU's Ursula von der Leyen, and Pfizer CEO Albert Bourla met for more than 3 hours behind closed doors in Davos last week in an emergency meeting. They knew they are doomed. A visible sign of this came when French prosecutors recommended cement maker Lafarge stand trial on charges of terrorism financing over its past activities in Syria. This is important because it's a criminal prosecution of a Rothschild company for supporting ISIS. This paves the way for the arrest of the actual members of the Rothschild clan. It also is clear that the Rothschild Ukrainian money laundering operation has been shut down. Their puppets in the so-called U.S. government are saying war in the Mideast. Let's package funding to Ukraine right away. Border crisis. Oh, Ukraine's more important. Russian space nukes. Oh, Ukraine's more important. The solutions fund Ukraine. And all the funding that goes to Ukraine, more than 90% of it goes right back in the Clinton Foundation. I kid you not. Right back in the Clinton Foundation. The money ain't coming, Marjorie Taylor Greene says. UK Foreign Minister David Cameron demanding U.S. give more aid to Ukraine. And Marjorie Taylor Greene, you can kiss my ass, she said. No money's coming into Ukraine. In a sign of pure desperation by the deep state Qatari mafia, they know the game is over, a Pentagon source admits. We also know that Robert F. Kennedy Jr., dropped truth bombs on the NATO expansion, the military-industrial complex, and the real reason for the war in Ukraine. This is an excellent expose who is behind the scenes. And according to Tori Morales, who tells an incredible story of Manuel Noriega, you know, the old dictator from Panama, like you've never heard before, and this is exactly what's so tragic about it. She explains that he was actually a smart guy who meant well until he was embroiled with the Bush crime family. She talks about Noriega's extradition to Florida and then to France, and she asks if it would be appropriate to extradite France's President Macron to New York or Joe Biden to Panama City. The answer, of course, is no, and yet Panama never declared war on the U.S. Why is that? Well, it's because Noriega wasn't really locked up, and he had more of a deal like what Jeffrey Epstein had in Florida, where he only checked in to his custom-built prison suite in the evenings to sleep. Tori says she met with Manuel Noriega face to face and shared an empanada and a Camel filter cigarette with him not long before he succumbed to brain cancer in Panama City in 2017. She says their conversation was enormously elucidating and that he filled in a lot of blanks for her about the global Nazi cabal that controls our government and large swaths of the world. It's now clear that to her that Volodymyr Zelensky of Ukraine is the modern day Manuel Noriega, and the two leaders had started out with good intentions, but had got swept up into the criminal cabal to become their fall guys. We're not sure these days if Zelensky is still alive. As soon as I get credible intel, I will make sure to bring that story to you here on the Master Survivor Beyond PhD. But back home, we are certain that Nikki Haley is a rhino. She's running as a Republican, but boy, she's getting so much funding from the deep state. Oh my God. She won't drop out of the race. She is thoroughly beaten in every race completely, even in her own home state, but she won't drop out. Since the Biden administration gave Haley Secret Service protection while continuing to deny Robert F. Kennedy Jr. The same Secret Service protection that all presidential candidates should have, despite multiple verified requests and verified threats on his life and repeated requests, of course, they're protecting Nikki Haley, and they don't care a bit one flip about Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Of course, Biden will soon not be in a position to protect anybody because he's being thrown under the bus. And yet another headline from the U.S. government-owned publication that they're saying Biden stole the 2020 election. Ballot fraud study finds Trump almost certainly won in 2020. Facts matter, the headline says. Threats made in 2021 by powerless Biden are now being used to warm Russia of devastating consequences if jailed opposition leader Alexei Navalny dies in prison, which he did. Alexei Navalny is a terrorist. Navalny is a terrorist, and he was caught planning a color revolution to overtake Russia with MI6, British MI6. He was not political opposition. He was a foreign intelligence asset, a spy. Navalny was the West's front man to take over Russia from within. This was the same exact playbook the Khazarian Mafia Deep State used to take over Ukraine in 2014, a CIA source confirms. At the link I watched a video, undercover recording of the head of Navalny's organization, Vladimir Iskuvarov, meeting with MI6 agent James William Thomas Ford. He also asked for $10 to $20 million a year to start a color revolution in Russia. So he'd do it if he gets the $10 to $20 million a year. We asked British intelligence about his death, and they said he was in fact assassinated by MI6 because he was in high treason to Russia. They also said he was a German double agent. While we're on the subject of high treason, it turns out the U.S. government is bankrolling its own invasion by illegal aliens crossing the southern border by handing them hundreds of millions of dollars in cash and aid via the United Nations. So the people who are forced you to get vaxxed, keep your job, you know, and pay money, and you know, to let into the United States 17 million unvaxxed and unemployed. They estimate now about 17 million have entered the United States in the last 5 years since the COVID. And they're all unvaxxed, but they force the Americans to get their vax. In a sign of things are getting out of hand, Louisiana Governor Jeffrey Landry became the latest local government official to declare a state of emergency. The situation is also about to get a lot worse for already troubled New York. Truckers are planning to refuse to deliver loads to New York City beginning in Monday to solidarity with former President Trump in the wake of the $355 million fraud case ruling against him. New York, of course, is one of the hotbeds of Caesarian Mafia and Satanists, and the rest of the country is sick and tired of their crimes. The entire planet, meanwhile, is in revolt against the satanic genocide taking place in Gaza. Presently, the example of this revolt is from the Netherlands at the central station at The Hague. By contrast, look at the sort of hate the Caesarian Mafia and Satanists are spewing on Israeli TV. If it's not on Israeli TV, it's not extremism, right? This is what the Caesarian Mafia satanic Zionists think. This needs no. This needs to go viral, Mossad sources say. And they're, of course, saying that, you know, the Caesarian Mafia Israelis are responsible for the attack of Hamas. They orchestrated that. People of the planet are also sick and tired because they're in mafia looting their resources. This description that the IMF is doing, what they're doing in Sri Lanka could be applied to countless other countries. Here, the International Monetary Fund recommends economy shrink and austerity for citizens, along with a fire sale of strategic national assets to vulture funds like BlackRock, even as it claims to be deeply concerned about good governance and democracy. And then it follows a series of hybrid economic style warfare and egregious shocks to make the economy scream, such as the mysterious Islamic State, ISIS, claimed terror attacks on tourist hotels, ironically shortly after the Lonely Planet has listed the island as the best holiday destination in 2019, followed by another 2 years of brutal COVID-19 lockdowns and fishery harbor lockdowns sent the tourism-dependent island and economy into a tailspin. Well, okay, so let's get on with some more interesting topics. And I watched a video from Dr. Michael Sala on Exopolitics Today, and he reveals and had a video of this Russian professor that Dr. Johnny took notes. And we learn about this ancient symbiotic underground and space terrestrial non-human civilizations, exposing Earth's ancient symbiotic underground and space terrestrial non-human civilizations. According to Anton Afalov, a Russian leading professor and UFO researcher, he says that ancient underground civilizations such as the insectoid in origin. He claims that these insectoids established flourishing civilizations on the surface of Earth millions of years ago before moving to large underground bases out of which they deploy anti-gravity spacecraft and are able to hide their existence through highly developed psychic abilities. Similarly, fierce reptilian-looking entities exist in underground caverns who are subservient to the insectoids and act as bodyguards. Over the course of millions of years, due to multiple sources such as the Darwinian natural selection, genetic manipulation by the insectoids, and devolution from higher spiritual planes, Dr. Afalov asserts that human beings evolved. He further claims that Nazi Germany was helped by these underground insectoid and reptilian species to develop advanced spacecraft because humans are highly valuable workers and could be used in the space colonization. Dr. Amel coined the term symbiotic underground space terrestrial non-human civilizations, the acronym SUSTENIC, to describe the ancient planetary alliance established involving insectoids at the top of the control hierarchy with humans at the bottom. More controversially, Dr. Azaroff believes that all claims of extraterrestrials coming from other solar systems are incorrect, and that these alleged interstellar craft are in fact part of the Cessnet group led by the indigenous insectoids who are colonizing other parts of our solar system and beyond using their reptilian and human subordinates as their slaves. He claims that while Russia and the U.S. have been attempting to reverse engineer captured insectoid spacecraft for decades, they have made very limited progress, with the U.S. having achieved the most success with its Solar Warden space program. Dr. Andloff has interviewed hundreds of Russian and Ukrainian whistleblowers and have been given documents on the UFO phenomena dating back to early post-World War II and even before Soviet era, and he's gained much knowledge about the UFO crash retrieval operations both in the Soviet Union, the United States, and in Russia, and learned about ancient underground tunnels built by the extraterrestrials that the Kremlin repurposes for deep underground military bases. The capture in 1965 of several praying mantis insectoids from inner Earth and the existence of the secret Russian secret space program. Dr. Johnny will bring you more details about these ant people, as I reported to you before from he reported about meeting with the ant people underground with a special military crew. And I will bring you more about that on your Master Survivor Beyond PhD on this show. Many people, you know, they're trying to get everybody ramped up for this alien invasion because, you know, they want everybody to be scared and take over with the Great Reset. However, Dr. Johnny is here that maybe this Andloff, he might be onto something, because there is an insectoid group. If you remember from Close Encounters of the Third Kind, when you saw the full movie, at the end, after all the little grays are at the bottom, out comes the big praying mantis being hovering over everybody with the thin insectoid little spiny arms and legs, standing about 25 feet tall. And, you know, I've been told that they are the ones that have been part of this hybrid program from the very beginning. But Androff brought this story on because he's the first one that says, no, they're not from outer space. They've always been here. And these indigenous insectoids have reptilians under their thumb, just like the human subordinates. So the reptilians help, you know, train the Nazis and train our secret space program and all like that. So it was a new twist to an old theme that I thought was truth, but I never heard anybody come out and say that they were here from the beginning, and that all spacecraft that we see that are extraterrestrial are not from other planets. They're from our own Earth. So that was a very interesting program. And I took notes in a very interesting video that I watched. And he was very sincere and very sharp guy. His English was impeccable for a Russian. And I just wanted to bring you that report. So I encourage everybody, you know, to become a Master Survivor, folks. Become a Master Survivor. That's what my show is all about. It's really for my students and my patients. The students of the Master Survivor University and the patients of the Master Survivor Program. And I'm just telling you that I work with five world-class Analysis Laboratories, folks. For over 40 years, I've been a laboratory naturopathic doctor. And I used to train medical doctors about this HTMA program. I did seminars about this, workshops, and how to do the analysis, how to help their patients, how to keep all the organs in check and everything. And now I just have the university, so if someone wants to have that training, they can go to the university and get that training. And it's all there under themastersurvivor.com. And you can scroll down. There's three things to choose from. One is the Master Survivor Program to get started to become a Master Survivor patient and become a Master Survivor yourself. And the other one is the Master Survivor Show. And you can click on that link and hear any back shows that you miss. And the other one to the very right, on the right-hand side of the website, is the Master Survivor University to get started and have a lucrative new career by becoming a Master Survivor Health Professional. The world will seek a path and beat a path to your door if you're a Master Survivor Professional, because it will be the go-to health science of the future. Trust me, it really will. And I really hope that you take me up on that, because you won't ever have to worry about getting sick again. If you become a Master Survivor, you will never become sick again. Just go to themastersurvivor.com and scroll down and click on the Master Survivor Program, and you can start with number one in the Master Survivor Program. That's the hair tissue mineral analysis. Number two is the 3 R's Total Gut Restoration Kit. Those are the two laboratory tests. One is the kit that comes from the laboratory testing we did. That's from the 3 R's Total Gut Restoration Kit to restore the gut and bring it into balance. And then the number one is the hair tissue mineral analysis to bring all 70 trillion of your cells in balance. But it's less than $600 to do the full Master Survivor Program. You can pay for the whole thing with your credit card, or you can send Dr. Johnny a check. It's right there on my website, themastersurvivor.com, and just scroll down and click on the Master Survivor Program. This is the full dietary roadmap that my patients use that comes from the laboratories that I work with. It's all available by credit card on my website, themastersurvivor.com. And I encourage everyone to have a wonderful week, and I'll be back next week. Have a good week, everybody. This is Dr. Johnny. Over and out.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio.
This is the people's war. It is our war. We are the fighters. Fight it, then. Fight it with all that is in us. And may God defend the right.
Warning! Warning!
We've got to stop them! They're going to kill us all!
See how the trouble you've started?
Be they a government, be they industry, be they organized labor, be they anyone or human being.
A time when the operation of the machine becomes so odious, makes you so sick at heart, that you can't take part. Even passively take part, and you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop, and you've got to win the day to the people who run it, to the people who own it, that unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported talk radio station, throwing ourselves upon the gears of the machine. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
You called down the thunder, well now you've got it.
Red, you tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Revolution Radio!
I am Bill Johnson. Some consider my efforts to be an underground law school. I am not an attorney, and I do not give legal advice. I teach. That's lawful and legal. Consider yourself served. You are to appear Friday evenings, 8 p.m. Eastern, Studio A. My forte? Foreclosure and contract law. Grab your legal pad and pen. Learn a broad spectrum of law spanning administrative, criminal, family, tort, and federal law. Fools and losers.